What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora, now host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure to check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Good morning, Jason.
Hey there, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Glad you could be here. The reason I asked our producer, Tim, to get you on this morning was because every time we see a power ranking come out from one of the networks or websites, or every time we see a breakdown or an analysis of the best and worst teams in the NFL, our New Orleans Saints are coming either dead last or right near the bottom. And that's got a lot of the Houdat Nation and fans here locally just kind of, you know, yanking their hair out and not real happy about it. And so I thought, let's try to get an outsider's point of view who watches the entire league, who knows everything unfolding with all 32 teams, to kind of explain to us why all of these analysis, all of these odds makers, everybody is giving the Saints literally no chance of success this season.
Sure. Well, let's start right there because it's not even – this is not – and I'm not – you know, I'm obviously in the media. I'm not, like, someone who defends the media all the time. But, like, no one's out to get the Saints. Like, there's nothing personal here. It's just sort of what happens in the offseason in the NFL is as franchises recalibrate and teams make moves. And so you could take the media out of it. Just, you know, gambling's mainstream. For better or worse, probably for a lot of it worse. It's mainstream. Trust me, these books don't have they're not sympathetic, they're not emotional, right? There's no fandom or animosity, right, in terms of, oh, I hate that team or I love that team. It's literally just the numbers. And the numbers say, and all of their algorithms say, it, on paper, it's one of the worst teams in the NFL. And if you look at, you know, win totals, it's the Browns and the Saints with the lowest win totals in the league. Like, if there's going to be markets that start opening up for, you know, last team to win a game in the NFL, I'm telling you, that's going to be priced with the Saints and the Browns, you know, vying for that, or, you know, whatever, that distinction. If you want to evaluate football teams, you know, a lot of times you're going to start with the head coach and you're going to start with the quarterback. That's not a position of strength for the Saints. Like, they're reshuffling the deck again. We've got an unproven head coach, and we've got a quarterback situation that I'm not sure the long-term solution or even someone who can do a whole lot in the short term is on that roster. Now, you know, maybe the young man from Louisville turns out to be what they hope he can be, but I don't think that happens overnight or over the course of, you know, 17 games. So they're in transition. They've allowed that roster to decay for a long time. They didn't sell off as many pieces as they could have to recoup, you know, maximum draft assets. And they've kind of been stuck in the middle, keep running that credit card on the salary cap. But that eventually catches up to you. And every team has a recalibration, except for maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers, right, who've never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. That's an anomaly. And this feels to the betting markets, feels to the media, and frankly feels to rival front offices and rival coaching staffs, like the inevitable reset that the Saints were going to have to take, the really kind of ugly one, they may be on the cusp of it.
Yeah, you know, I get that, you know, everyone here hopes that Tyler Shuck can be the next Jaden Daniels, that he can come in and suddenly turn everything around and as a rookie lead us, if not two, at least on the road to the promised land. But I do get it that these sports books, these outsiders who study the league wider, these networks and power ranking creators, you have an unproven head coach who's never been a head coach before, and you don't even know who the quarterback going to be. But man, it just hurts when fans hear the worst or the one of the two worst teams in the NFL when everyone here is trying to believe, hey, they've made changes. They've got a new coach. They're going to have a new quarterback. They have these draft picks. They've made these acquisitions in free agency, and that it's got to get better because there's nowhere to go except up after a 5-win season last year.
Yeah, that may have been rock bottom. It may not have. I mean, again, you're seeing totals like 5.5. And I think those are priced pretty accordingly. And I would, you know, if you made me say I've got to go over or under on the Saints, I'm going to go under, honestly. Look, if you're looking for reasons for optimism, like I'm comparing them to the Browns because, you know, a lot of people would say that's the worst team in the NFC and the worst team in the AFC. You know, the Browns play in a division where the Ravens are a perennial Super Bowl contender. The Bengals have a Super Bowl caliber offense. They've got issues on defense, but they've got a great kicker and a potent offense. And you know, with Joe Burrow, like that's one of the few people who's going to Arrowhead and knocked Patrick Mahomes out of the playoffs. So, like, they're competing with that. And then the Steelers, as I mentioned, they've never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. So you compare that to, right, the division for the Saints, and there's a whole lot more, I would say, you know, laxity there. Like, there's a whole lot more leeway in terms of what those teams traditionally are, where they are right now in their operation. I mean, obviously, Tampa is at the pinnacle. But, like, if, you know, Baker Mayfield went down for a period of time, do they have such a, you know, robust roster that they could sustain that? No, Atlanta's going with a young quarterback who, frankly, should have played a whole lot more last year than he did. So that's probably set that process back a little bit. And Carolina made strides last year, but that's still a team that's trying to come out of the abyss. So, look, the division could provide a subsidy for them. And if they're competitive within the division, then that's going to probably allow them to at least get over last year's win total. But that they're a rebuilding team.
You can say it. You can be honest with us, Jason.
They're a rebuilding football team.
Yeah, and I guess that is hard for any fan base to accept and they can't like it and they have to believe and have hope. Otherwise, why be a fan if you don't feel like your team can win? But that was why I wanted to have you on, was to kind of get this nonpartisan perspective from the outside about why this is, because a lot of people are having trouble understanding it, thinking that it looks like the Saints are doing things, they are making moves, they are trying to turn things around, and it is disheartening to the fan base to hear, yeah, nice try, but...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We don't think it's going to do anything.
Well, look, it does. I'm not saying it won't work over time. I don't think it's going to work over one off season. You know, look, do I think this has the potential? Very low bar to clear. To be a much more successful regime than the Dennis Allen one? Yes, I do. There's certainly, you know, reason to think that this won't be that. But unfortunately, because how long they sort of tried to keep Sean Payton's roster intact for Dennis Allen, that they're going to pay that cost over multiple seasons.
All right. Well, sometimes the truth hurts, and let's hope that they are able in a less dominant division like the NFC South to make some moves, and that maybe they sneak up on some people who have no expectations. It is kind of good to come in sometimes with no one expecting you to win, because then, you know, human nature is maybe they let their guard down just a little bit, and if they can steal a few wins, build a little confidence, maybe they can make something happen.
Look, the most important metric for them is quarterback development. If that quarterback's markedly better on the other side of Thanksgiving than he was coming into the season, and he looks like someone who you want to continue to stay at the helm, and you don't have to spend a whole bunch of assets to get one, that's going to expedite everything with that rebuild. So I wouldn't be worried about the team macro level stuff. I'm looking at some specific individuals at key positions and seeing, have we found building blocks? And if we have, then we'll be back in this thing sooner rather than later.
And but you're talking a number of seasons, not a number of games, and it is what it is. Jason, thank you so much for joining us and sharing
my
your
pleasure.
Perspective with us. We know we'll be talking to you throughout the season here on WWL. That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast, In the Huddle. Make sure to check out In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. What do you think? Is he right? Is he reasonable? Does it make sense? 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I'll read some of your texts, take some of your calls after we check on WWL traffic. Hearing from some Saints fans who just don't buy it. One says, the coin has flipped. Saints finished the 2025 season 12-5 and NFC South champions. Gosh, I hope you're right, and I love your enthusiasm. You know, one thing that I think we heard from Jason Lockenfora is we have an untested new head coach. We are going to have an untested quarterback. Well, maybe they ace those tests. Maybe they surprise everyone. Is it, if I were putting my money, would I believe the odds makers who think the Saints are going to be amongst the worst teams in the NFL? Well, money talks, and that's different. You know, that's the head versus the heart kind of thing. But I think as a fan, you got to be optimistic and hope that the moves pay off and that we at least, if not see immediate success, incremental improvement. I am hearing from some text messages, though, that absolutely believe this is going to be a very difficult to watch season. Well, you know what? That's why we play the games. The odds makers don't determine it. What's on paper doesn't determine it. Each game will determine the eventual outcome and how the Saints do. And, well, let's hope that things are better than these predictions. Let's check out the news now on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.